very humbled and honored to have been asked to speak tonight as a Talmud, a student of Rabbi Wein. Permit me to be personal. As someone who has had the chus and the privilege of having been associated with Rabbi Wein for 40 years almost, first mentioned the youngster growing up in Beis Torah, student in Ari Torah where I received smicha, and for the last 30 years in my career as a rabbi and a teacher, I've come to rely on Rabbi Wein for his guidance, his advice, and his presence. So I'm in touch that I was asked to publicly express my gratitude and my heartfelt hope. But in reality, I really need, and I'll tell you that I really need to express my thanks to someone else. To an African-American mother. Yes, a thug. See, I really have to thank him. You see, about 40 years ago, my family was living in Manhattan. One spring evening, my father, Olav Shalom, and I went, as usual, to shul to daven mincha and maariv. In the middle of mincha, during Chazaras HaShatz, during the repetition of the Shemone Esrei, an African-American young man walked into the shul, holding a gun to the head of the caretaker. In his other hand, he had a basket with yarmulkes for people who came to the shul without a yarmulke. And he announced, everyone empty their wallets into this basket. Otherwise, he's going to use the gun. And everybody did. Everybody filled up the basket with cash. He took what he got. He ran out of the shul, a couple blocks down, went into the subway, and we've never heard from him again. And when we got home that night, my father turned to my mother and he said, if this could happen in shul, then we can't stay in this neighborhood anymore. And 4 weeks later, we moved to Muncie. So tonight, I want to thank that mother. For it had not been for you, I wouldn't be here tonight. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asei lecha rav, make for yourself a rav." All the mefarshim, all the commentaries discuss the importance of having a rebbe, a teacher, an advisor. But it means more than that. It means to have a mentor. It means to have a role model. Someone who you could look up to. Someone who you can emulate. And the best way I can articulate this is with Rabbi Wein's own words from his commentary to Pirkei Avos, which, by the way, is on sale in the back after the dinner. Chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 16, Asei Lecha Rav, quote, accept a mentor, a teacher, a guide, and you will be spared doubts over what course you should follow. Although the simple context instructs us to make use of a mentor to help resolve doubts in matters of halakha, the deeper meaning of this mishnah carries over to all avenues of life. Everyone always needs someone. And if one can have that someone not only as a friend, but also as a guide and an inspiration, a pathfinder and a wise person, even a hero, then one is most fortunate. End quote. All of us who have had the privilege of learning from Rabbi Wein over the years have heard many stories, many sayings, many aphorisms, many ideas, and as was pointed out, he took my line, some haven't happened yet. But one that we all know, and that one that Rabbi Wein has repeated often and over, is the saying that, if my memory is correct, was also on his desk, Vazak God. What would God say? And Rabbi Wein emphasized time and time again that if we would only think What would God say before we sort of did anything in our life, then all our actions would be different. We always would be careful with what we say and what we do. So, with your permission, I would like to change it, with all due respect, just slightly. Throughout my career, I have always thought, "Was sagt Rabbi Wein?" What would Rabbi Wein say? Every class I teach, every shiur I give, every shaila I answer, every sermon I deliver, I think to myself, "Was sagt Rabbi Wein?" What would Rabbi Wein say? How would he answer the shaila? How could he have explained it? Now I know that I don't have the gift of words for reading Rabbi Wein, as nobody does. And I'm not such a good speaker. But at least I attempt every Shabbos, "Was sagt Rabbi Wein?" I say to the Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, a mentor. Moshe Rabbeinu in the book of Devarim, as he's bidding farewell to his nation, he says, "Re'eh anochi noseim lefnechem hayom bracha uklala." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Behold, I am placing before you a bracha, a blessing, and a klala, a curse." The Or HaChaim HaKadosh comments on the word anochi, I, that Moshe says. And asks, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say anochi? I am placing, I am doing it. He should have said, "Hine, noseim lefnechem, behold, it's before you." Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, "I'm doing it"? And the Or HaChaim answers that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to his people, "Look at me. I'm the one talking to you. Listen to me. Because I can tell you about life. Because I know. You can trust me." You see, the Or HaChaim explains that Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Paro's palace. He grew up with great affluence amongst royalty and aristocracy. And even now, decades later, as Moshe Rabbeinu was leading the Jews through the desert, Chazal tell us he was very wealthy as he was given the extra sapphire that was carved out from the Luchos. Moshe was wealthy. Moshe understood materialism. But on the other hand, Moshe spent 40 days and 40 nights, three times, up in Shamayim. Lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shasisi. Without any physical necessities of life and survive. Didn't eat bread, didn't drink water. Moshe conversed with the angels. So not only did Moshe Rabbeinu experience the physical world, he also experienced the spiritual world. And that explains the Or HaChaim, what Moshe was telling his nation. Look at me. Use me as your litmus test. Don't think when I tell you about ruchnius, about eternity, about spirituality, and about life, that I have no clue what I'm talking about. I have seen both extremes. I lived on both sides of the street. I know what I'm talking about when I tell you, Re'eh anochi noseim lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. And that message of Moshe Rabbeinu is the same message that we were taught in the yeshiva throughout our lives. We're all aware that Rabbi Wein began his career in the law profession, in the world of the mundane, the outside world, the business world. But he constantly would teach us about the importance of devotion and dedication to Torah and mitzvot, to devote our lives and our careers to the Jewish people and to Klal Yisrael. And we had to listen, because he's not just someone who sang rhetoric and ranted, someone who only sat in a base medrash all his life. He knows what he's talking. He lived on both sides of the street. The Gemara tells us that the Tana Shimon HaAmsoni would expound every S in the Torah. He taught every time the Torah uses the word S, what it came to include, what additional thoughts were hinted to in that phrase. And the Gemara tells us that when he got to the Pasuk Es Hashem Elokech Atira, you need to fear Hashem your God, he stopped. Couldn't understand it. How could it be possible to equate the reverence one must have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for God, to the reverence of any other person? So he quit, he gave up. He stopped. So Rabbi Akiva came and said, no, Es Hashem Elokech Atira, you shall revere your God. L'Ravos Talmidei Chachamim comes to include Talmidei Chachamim. It comes to include your Rebbe. Because a Rebbe is not only a mentor, but the Rebbe is the one who connects you to the Mesorah, to tradition, and primarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God Himself. I not only had the opportunity to have a one as a Rebbe for all these years, but when I was in Yeshiva, there were 2 years that I had the honor of having him as my personal chavrusa, to learn one-on-one. And not only that, he arranged that I should learn with his illustrious father, Rabbi Zev Moin, Zichrono Livracha. Well, let me rephrase that. I didn't learn with him. He taught me. He showed me on a daily basis what it means to know Shulchan Aruch inside out. He taught me what it means to know Halacha. He taught me what it means to be a Rav. And both Rabbi Moin and his father gave me that connection to his soul. For that I am eternally grateful. And Chazal tell us that afilu sichas talmidei chachamim sreichim talmud. Even the casual conversations of talmidei chachamim need to be studied. Not only the Torah they teach us, not only the shiurim and the drashos and the sermon, but casual conversation teach us as well. Many years ago, just a few months, I had a very unique opportunity to spend hours with Rabbi Wein as the circumstances were, whatever it was, that we carpooled together. Driving into the city every day. Spending rush hours on the Palisades. The George Washington Bridge. The West Side Highway. You get to know someone. You can really develop a relationship. Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about when they said, "Afilu sichos talmidei chachamim." Even everyday casual talk. We call in our day and age small talk. You can learn a lot from that. And Baruch Hashem, I did. Rabbi Wein has been a major part of my life. He's been studying tradition at my wedding. And for my eldest son. 3 of my 4 boys had their bris either in the shul or in the yeshiva. When my mother passed away, Rabbi Wein happened to be in the States. As a matter of fact, my mother passed away on Shabbos Parshas Bar Midbar. The Shabbos before Bar Midbar, Bahar was who comes by, because Bahar is this week's parsha. Rabbi Wein, I had the honor of having him spend Shabbos in my shul and in my community. And I was very moved and touched that he was able to speak and to be masked with my mother. I'd like to acknowledge that Rabbi Wein had a tremendous impact on my parents as well. My father, Olam Hashalom, did not merit to have any yeshiva education whatsoever. The extent of his Torah knowledge was his ability to read without understanding. In any event, he attended Rabbi Wein's Sunday morning Gemara Shir and he was hooked. His first exposure to Torah learning in depth was Rabbi Wein, and he enjoyed it immensely. And when he retired, my father became part of the retirees' chabura in Shaarei Torah. My father had tremendous cover for Rabbi Wein for that as well. I am eternally grateful. Rabbi Wein always spoke about Jews who just don't get it. They miss the point of what Hashem and the Torah demands from us. You need to be sophisticated and tuned to the right frequency. You have to get it. Wherever I go around this country, and someone asks me, where did you learn? Who's your Rebbe? Where did you get sweet? And I mention Rabbi Wein. The answer is always, he's a rabbi who gets it. He's a rabbi, he's normal. He's a rabbi, he knows what it is to be a rabbi. And one of the most important legacies I have with my association with Rabbi Weinberg for these four decades, and one of my proudest achievements and one of my most cherished accomplishments, is he taught me how to sing. Rabbi Wine's voice is legendary, and I have been blessed as well to have been able to sing as well as he. In conclusion, once again, I have tremendous hakaras hakol to the Ribono Shel Olam for giving me and my family this extraordinary good fortune to have had this lifetime association with Rabbi Wine and his family. And Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, Heviani al Beis HaYayin, Yedidlo Alay Ahava. He brought me to the Beis HaYayin. He brought me to the house of wine. Yedidlo Alay Ahava. And his banner is upon me. And the Medrash says, the Beis HaYayin is Har Sinai, the source of the Torah. And the Degel, the 49 gates of understanding. Kadosh Baruch Hu has brought me and all of us tonight to the Beis HaYayin, to the House of Wine. And for that, I personally cannot be more thankful on behalf of myself, my family, and I hope I speak on the whole behalf of all the devoted Talmidim over the decades. Mazel tov. And remember, Moshe Rabbeinu only began at the age of 80. So we're looking forward to at least 40 more years of your leadership, your insights, your advice, and your friendship.
For information, please contact the Destiny Foundation at 1-800-499-WINE. That's 1-800-499-9346, or at our 24-hour fax, 845-368-1528. We can also be reached by email at info@jewishdestiny.com, and you can shop online at www.rabbiwine.com. Due to copyright laws, we kindly request that there be no duplication of this lecture except through the Destiny Foundation.